Two white wines and a Jack and Ginger.
Please tell me that Jack and Ginger isn't for you.
No, it's for my girlfriend. Why?
Well, you look like a woman of discriminating taste, and mixing a quality bourbon with ginger ale is like putting cheese whiz on lobster Newberg.
The drinks arrive.
Well, what if I said the Jack and Ginger was for me?
Well, then I'd learn to live with it.
He extends a hand.
Charlie.
Gail.
Sorry, I'm late. I stopped off at Radio Barn and wait till you see what I got.
Helen, I'm kind of in the middle of it.
He turns around. Gorgeous Gail's walked off.
Damn you to hell.
What? What did I do?
Forget it. It's who you are. You can't help yourself.
Okay. Anyway, check this out. You know what that is?
A 2-megapixel full-color webcam.
Right.
How do I do it?
See, I got one for me and one for Jake, and we can hook them up to our computers so that when he's over at his mother's, we can have video chats whenever we want.
Wow, that's extremely cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah, with a couple of these, phone sex becomes less phone and more sex.
Charlie, I got these to maintain my relationship with my son. That's the worst part of the divorce, is only seeing him on weekends.
Well, I get that, and I sympathize. But you can see the validity of my vision, too, right? Oh, look, built-in microphone, totally hands-free. Perfect.
Gail.
Excuse me.
Oh, hey, Gail. Good to see you again. Don't move, don't talk.
Are you Charlie Harper?
Yeah, why?
You were right. It's him.
Her friends laugh.
What's funny?
Nothing.
So listen, can I buy you a drink?
To her friends.
He wants to buy me a drink. Then what? We go back to your beach house, sit on the deck, look at the stars, talk about how you love being an uncle and how maybe someday you'd like to have kids of your own. And by the way, I have the most beautiful eyes in the world.
I'm sorry. Have we met before?
No. And we're not going to meet now.
Gail saunters back to her friends.
Okay. I have a bad feeling.
He swigs from his bottle of beer. 2.5 men. Back at Charlie's beach house, Alan's at the computer, on the phone.
Is the camera on? Good. Now hit connect.
I can see you. Can you see me?
Jake's on screen.
Yeah, I can hear you too. You can hang up the phone.
This is awesome!
Yeah, now we can see each other every day.
Cool.
Alan nods and smirks. Jake raises his eyebrows.
So? What's new?
Nothing.
Jake stares blankly at the grinning Alan.
What's new with you?
Not much.
Jake gapes like a fish. Alan looks at the floor. Charlie's on the balcony having a beer. Rose clambers over the fence.
Hey, Charlie.
Rose, stop.
What?
We're friends now, right?
Right.
Our one-night stand is ancient history. You're not stalking me anymore, right?
Right.
Then use the damn stairs.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
She drops down.
I'm opening up the gate.
I'm proud of you.
I'm starting up the stairs.
You can do it.
Oh, boy. I don't know about this.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah, we'll see.
She sits on a sun lounger.
I'm surprised to see you home. It's ladies' night at Pavlov's.
I know.
Well, isn't that kind of like wabbit season for Elmer Fudd?
Used to be. Let me ask you a question. How much do chicks talk to each other about men they've been with?
Not as much as you'd think.
Really?
Way more. Why?
Well, I ran into some women last night. Never met them before, but they seem to have already formed a very poor opinion of me.
So you think somebody's out there spreading nasty rumors?
Worse. I think somebody's out there spreading the truth.
Well, you have burned a few bridges in this town.
Hey, I don't burn bridges. I have casual sex with relative strangers. There's a difference. And I'm always honest. I never lead a woman on. Unless I'm, you know, totally bombed. Last night was probably the result of one woman with an axe to grind.
Probably.
Yeah, that's it. Making myself crazy over nothing.
Oh, I do that all the time. It's a great way to fill up a slow weekend.
Rose, that night we spent together, did I tell you you had beautiful eyes?
Well, let's see. We had a couple of drinks. You invited me back here. We were sitting out on the deck looking at the stars, and yeah, you said, by the way, you have the most beautiful eyes in the world.
Huh. I guess I do use that a lot. But damn it, it's good.
Inside.
Are you sure it's not red? Look again.
Jake sticks his tongue at the camera.
It looks fine. You have to go to school tomorrow.
Good night, Rose.
Night, Charlie.
And don't forget to use this.
She vaults the fence.
Never mind.
Oh, Charlie, come here. Say hello to your Uncle Charlie.
Hey, Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Jake.
I can see you.
I can see you, too.
So, what's new?
How much? What's new with you?
Nothing. Oh, wait, I Googled you, and you'll never guess what I found.
Jake, are you in the bathtub?
Yeah, gotta go.
No, wait, Jake, what are you talking about? What's he talking about?
I don't know, but if you Google me, you'll find two pages that mention my San Fernando Valley Chiropractor of the Year Award.
That's nice. Get out of the way.
Charlie shoves him away and sits.
Oh, careful, there's another Alan J. Harper. He's a school bus driver, and he also makes these decorative pigs out of bleach bottles and pipe cleaners.
I'm not Googling you, I'm Googling me.
He types his name into Google.
Uh-oh.
CharlieHarperSucks.com.
It's gotta be a different Charlie Harper.
He clicks on the website. There's a photo of Charlie with devil horns under the words Charlie Harper Sucks.
Okay. I have a bad feeling.
Charlie and Alan look at each other. Later, Charlie's still squinting at the computer.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Oh, crap.
Are you still reading that thing?
How can I not? It's an entire website devoted to trashing me. Listen to this. Has anybody had sex with Charlie where he actually bothered to take his socks off? That's just mean. I have bad circulation in my feet. They get cold. Check this out. Some girl posted audio off her answering machine.
Hey, it's me. I just wanted to tell you I had a great time last night. I'm looking forward.
Hello, Charlie?
Yeah, hi.
We weren't together last night.
Allison?
No, Beth.
Thursday. I had a great time with you Thursday, and I thought that maybe...
Oh, Alan, what am I gonna do? Every woman in the city can see this stuff.
Every woman in the world.
God.
Well, you know what they say. Any publicity is good publicity.
No. What I do requires secrecy. I need shadows and darkness. I'm like a magician. If everybody knows how I do it, it ceases to be entertaining.
Alan checks the screen.
Frequently asked questions?
Don't read that.
Yeah, right. Okay, question. How long can you expect to date Charlie after you have sex with him? Answer, it depends how late you sleep the next morning.
Oh,
come on, this is funny. You're just too close to it. This could be interesting. Question, how does Charlie manage to fake my orgasm?
All right, stop it, move on.
What are you doing?
I've got to fight back. Anybody can post on the message board, why not me?
You're going to post as yourself?
Don't be ridiculous, everybody uses a screen name.
Charlie Freak 219.
Too many? Okay. Charlie Freak 180.
Alan reads what Charlie types.
In my experience, Charlie has always been a generous lover, compassionate, fun-loving, and sensitive.
There. That ought to bring a little balance to the conversation.
You really don't get the internet, do you?
Charlie looks surprised.
Oh, look, I've got a response already. Dear Freak, are you just stupid or did your skull bounce off his headboard too many times? Okay, I've had enough of this. How do I delete this whole thing?
You can't delete a website. The only person who can delete it is the person who created it.
Well, how do I find out who created it?
Now, let's see. Okay, okay, the domain is the property of a company in the Cayman Islands called Charlie Harper Sucks Limited.
That's no help.
Hey, you can buy t-shirts and coffee mugs. Add to cart.
Daytime. Alan walks through the beach house living room. He stops when he hears a disembodied voice.
No, Mom, it is not that simple. I am a single mother now. Dating is very complicated. I understand. No, I can't go back to Alan. Of course, I still love him.
Hey, Alan. Mm-hmm. How long do you think this internet fad is gonna last?
Shh, shh, shh. Okay.
What?
Jake must have turned on his webcam before he went to school. I can see and hear Judith talking to her mother on the phone.
I'm hurt, Mom.
Why can't she hear us?
Mom.
Our side's turned off.
Are you kidding? Alan would never take me back. How do I know? I just know. Okay, fine. I'll ask him.
She wants me back.
Yes, I will ask
That's
him.
That's nice. It's all about you.
Okay. Listen, Mom, I gotta get in the shower. I got it. Yes.
Charlie leaps in as Judith undresses.
All right, I'll call you later.
Alan turns off the screen.
Oh, man.
Charlie, I need to talk about this.
Me too. If I don't do something about that website, I'm gonna have to move to Pennsylvania and chase Amish broads.
Judith wants to reconcile. I've dreamed about this happening, but now that it's here, I wonder if it's what I truly want.
I'm thinking whoever put up that website has to be somebody that I went out with at least once.
It would be great for Jake to have both his parents in one house again. Not to mention, without alimony, I could stop getting my haircut at the barber college.
I'm thinking I can eliminate the married chicks, the ones that don't speak English, and the handful to whom I was never properly introduced.
I should make a list. The pros and cons of getting back together with Judith.
You know what? I'm gonna need to make a list.
I'm glad we talked this out.
I'm always here for you, bro.
Me too.
Charlie's in an apartment corridor outside door number 212. He presses the doorbell. A busty brunette answers the door.
Hi, Tina. Long time, huh?
Charlie Harper. What do you want?
I know things didn't end well between us.
Really? I thought they ended perfectly. We spent a week in Cancun having great sex every day. Flew back to Los Angeles. You told me you'd call me tomorrow, and it's been, what do you know, a year and a half.
That long?
Oh, yeah. I guess time flies when you're the scum of the earth.
Okay, I had that coming. I was thoughtless and insensitive, and I know I can never really make up for it, but I want you to know that I was wrong, and I am really, truly sorry.
And?
No, and. I just wanted to apologize for being a jerk. I want to make amends.
You really mean that, don't you?
I do. Absolutely.
You want to come in for a cup of coffee?
Sure, I guess.
So, seeing anybody?
Back at the beach house, his cleaner, Berta, picks a pad up off the kitchen table.
Pro, no alimony. Con, no sex. Pro, see Jake all the time. Con, see Judith all the time.
What are you doing? Give me that.
I'm sorry, I was just laying there.
That's private.
Okay.
Alan takes the pad and stands at the counter as Berta folds towels.
I got another pro for you.
Yeah? What's that?
If you hook back up with olive oil, I won't have to scrub your toilet anymore.
Pro. No more Berta.
You're not really thinking about going back, are you?
I don't know. She wants to, but I'm torn.
You're not torn, you're gutless. Do you still love her?
Of course I do. I mean, you know, we've been through a lot of things together. She's the mother of my son.
Okay, listen to me, Zippy. If that's all it took to make a marriage, I'd have a husband for each one of my tattoos.
You have tattoos?
Yeah, you want to see them?
No.
Look, you're overthinking this. When your dog dies, you don't make a list. You bury him, plant a shrub on top, tell the kids he's running around a farm, and move on.
Huh. That's actually a very apt metaphor. My failed marriage is like a dead dog, but it serves as fertilizer for the shrub, which represents my new life. So if I try to revitalize the marriage, you know, digging up the dog, then I'm killing the shrub, which is me.
Like you said, it's apt.
Thank you, Berta. You're a very insightful woman.
I know. In a just world, you'd be washing my shorts.
Well, thanks nevertheless.
Last chance to see those tattoos.
Oh, thanks.
I can make the Roadrunner do jumping jacks.
In her apartment doorway, Tina's in her pink dressing gown.
That was a fun apology.
Yeah, I really thought I was the one who deserved a spanking.
So you'll call me?
Count on it. Hey, not that I really care, but do you happen to know who started that silly website?
No, I just found it by Googling your name. Most women Google the guys they go out with, you know.
Yeah, I've heard. Well, I'll see you soon.
You better.
Okay, that went well.
He pulls a list from his pocket.
Let's see. Who's next?
Later, Charlie's with a pretty girl in a headscarf on her doorstep. She throws her arms around him. She beckons him inside with a finger and drags him in by the front of his shirt. I didn't know. Later, the pair rhythmically sway outside. The pretty girl kisses him goodbye and shuts the door. He pulls out his list and crosses off a name, then trips on the stairs and falls flat on his face. He picks himself up. In a room at a hospital, Charlie apologizes to a tall, attractive brunette doctor. She smiles at him, grabs his arm, and leads him behind a white screen. He staggers out, zipping up his flies. At the beach house...
Jake, honey, why don't you go watch some TV? I need to talk to your dad.
Is this about the firecrackers?
What firecrackers?
I'll go watch TV.
Jake scarpers.
Come in, sit down.
Thanks. Listen, boy, this is tough.
Okay, maybe I can make it easier for you. Judith, I will always love you, but there's no going back for me. I've learned a lot about myself in the last year, and I'm growing, and I want to keep on growing. I will always cherish what we had, but I have to fertilize my shrub.
Talking about?
It's bird as metaphor. The bottom line is, I don't want to reconcile. Our marriage is over.
Well, what makes you think I want to reconcile?
What did you want to talk to me about?
My mom wanted me to ask you if Jake could spend a couple of weeks with them this summer.
Oh really? That's what she wanted you to ask me?
Yes.
You didn't tell her you loved me, you missed me?
Well, I always tell her that to shut her up. And how the hell do you know what I talked to my mother about?
Alan gawps.
Hey, look, Charlie's here.
Charlie collapses against the front door with his mouth hanging open.
Hi.
Answer my question, Alan.
Hold on a second, Judith. Charlie, what's wrong?
I've been making amends. 5 amends in one afternoon. Well, technically 4. I had to fake the last one.
Charlie? And I are talking.
Don't worry, I'll be out of your way as soon as I check on something. They all denied running the website, but at least I should have some good reviews now. Ah, listen to this. Charlie came over and apologized today, and oh, what an apology it was. I take back everything nasty I ever said about him. Not bad, huh? Here's another one. Uh-oh. He apologized to you today? He apologized to me, too. Okay, I have a bad feeling again.
Alan, how do you know what I said to my mother?
I didn't actually know. I surmised. I should go talk to Charlie.
Hey, Dad, check it out. I can see my room on your computer.
Judith glares at Alan.
Okay, now I've got a bad feeling.
Later, Charlie and Rose are on the balcony together.
My heart was in the right place, Rose.
I know.
All I wanted to do was apologize. I had no ulterior motives.
I believe you.
Thank you.
He looks across at Rose.
Did I ever apologize to you?
You mean for our one-night stand that kind of, sort of broke my heart?
Yeah, for that.
No, not really.
Okay, well, I am truly sorry. You're a wonderful person and you deserve better.
Thank you, Charlie. Sweet.
I mean it.
He takes a swig of his beer as Rose, in a bright red dress, pulls a mobile phone out.
What's that?
Oh, this is one of those new, web browser email gadgets.
Cool.
On the computer inside, the Charlie website closes down. ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men, men.